Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, September 23rd, and currently it's 8:45 in the morning. And as promised, we have Dave Naves in studio. Today we're going to be discussing WordPress plugins and with the topic sexy bookmarks. Dave, how are we doing this morning?
Another Friday is upon us, my friend. Yes. As the man said, my name is Dave Naves. My company name is DaveWorks. I am a web nerd, and I wear the badge proudly. Been building websites now for 23 years, helping sites like Ticketmaster.com, Guest, City Search, tons of other giant sites, but I am a big fan of Small Business America. I believe it's what drives our economy, so I try to help spread valuable knowledge to Small Business America, letting them compete in the big game of the web, oftentimes specifically about Google. So we're going to continue our series on business blogging. As I've said many, many, many times, business blogging is the way to get your content out in front of people to make money on the web. So we've specifically been talking about WordPress, the content management system that is dominating the world. And most specifically, in the past weeks, I have been talking about WordPress plugins. WordPress plugins. Plugins are little pieces of software that give you extras, extra stuff, right? Extra functionality on your website. So today, as Brad said, we're going to talk about sexy bookmarks. What is that? That is a piece of software. It's a plugin, WordPress plugin, among other things, put out by a company called Shareaholic. What is it? Why is it important to me? That's what we're going to go over here. Sexy bookmarks is a plugin that allows a bunch of social icons placed wherever you'd like on your website to be shared by others, right? So you see some content, you go to a website, you're at the website, you read it, and you maybe want to share it to a social network. Well, Shareaholic Sexy Bookmarks allows you to do just that. I usually put my sexy bookmarks at the bottom of the article, whatever article I've written, allowing others to easily share it. How do they share it? They just click on the icon. Say there's a Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Google Plus. They click on it. The plugin, I'll just put this in layperson's terms. You click on it, it brings up a pop-up. It grabs your article. It grabs the first photo. It grabs a snippet of text from your article, and it grabs the link. Hopefully, as I've said many times also, you've written something valuable enough that would break someone out of their shell that they would actually be brave enough to share it to their network, right? So you write something, you know, that's really important to them. They click on the Facebook icon. It brings up the pop-up. It gives them a window of, as I said, the picture, the snippet of text, and the link. And it also gives you a box, gives the user a box to type in, hopefully, a comment of why they're sharing it or what they think about it. And once they click submit, it takes that and it takes that whole pop-up, the pop-up's content, and places it on their social network in front of their friends and family and entire networks. Why is that important? Well, if you want to make money on the web, you want as many eyeballs on your content as possible. So we've talked quite a bit about SEO, right? Search engine optimization, and getting it on Google. Well, this is part of that whole orchestration, getting other people to share to their friends and family, right?
It's kind of like free advertising.
Exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. But more importantly, it's almost like an endorsement, right? Or a referral. And I can't tell you the difference. Here, I've tried to say over the, you know, that all the shows that I've put out here is how much more important a piece of information is to someone if it does not look like an advertisement, but comes as a referral or comes as a recommendation, right? It's an endorsement of something. So if somebody writes something that's important enough and they share it, it's going to be read far more frequently than it would be if someone can see that it's an advertisement, right? So Sexy Bookmarks is a plugin that does exactly that, makes it very easy. Now, so that's what it does for the end user. What does it do for you besides, you know, promoting more of your content? Well, Sexy Bookmarks, one of the reasons, I should say many reasons that I love it, is they go far beyond just sharing. they have, this is another example of a freemium, right, where they give the software away for free, and most everything's for free, but they also add some amazing extras. Things like social analytics, right? They will, for a fee, depending on what type of plan that you decide, if you decide to buy, a monthly fee, social analytics, meaning they track everything of, provide you actionable metrics, right? How your content is performing, who's sharing it, through which channels they're being shared. That's important. So you can really track who's doing what and what's working, so that, again, it brings you right back to real data that you can use to maybe repeat the process. So social analytics. They've also introduced something that's very, very powerful, what they call shareable images. Shareable images allows you, when you post your images, to be far more easily shared. Specifically, they've started with Pinterest. We've talked, we've had a couple shows here already on Pinterest. Pinterest can make you a lot of money, right? What does that mean? They can take your image from your website and pin it from your website to their Pinterest boards. So one click from their Pinterest account, one of the users sees the picture. Hopefully, again, it's something important. They click on it, bringing that user right back to your website where the image is hosted. And they can track all of that for you. So it's free. That part is actually free. Very powerful. I can tell you, I make money on my images that I post. I try to make money wherever I can, right? Leaving breadcrumbs for people to click so that I can, you know, do shows like this for free, right? So I can make a living based on the content that I provide. And this is one of the ways that I do it. They also offer affiliate links. We've had shows about affiliate links. What's that mean? That means there are companies that provide content for you to sell, and they will pay you a commission, right? So similar to the Amazon affiliate network, Shareaholic has their own network of affiliate sellers. So you really don't, what's beautiful about this is you really don't need to do anything. If they will look through your site and put links automatically on your site to their affiliates. And if someone clicks, someone buys, you get paid. It's that simple. Right, so they leave their own breadcrumbs on your site from their network of advertisers.
So that's advertising on your page.
Yeah, but it's in the form of links, which is not giant banners and big flashy things.
Okay, I was going to say, you probably don't want to go overboard.
Absolutely not. In fact, this one of the reasons that people don't click on ads is because they look like ads.
Right.
Okay? These are very specific, targeted, linked links on your site. So it's a very, very powerful way.
Which is another reason why it's important to have them track who's looking at your stuff.
Absolutely.
So that way you can all connect it.
So it can all be connected, and you can see over time, especially when that data is being collected, you can see really who your audience truly is. Don't guess, right? So let it ride for a while, see who's clicking. It's similar to, you can also do this through Google Analytics. Quite honestly, Google Analytics tells you a heck of a lot more. However, when it comes to, this Shareaholic and its sexy bookmarks, it tells you specifically about those pieces of information. What else? And including that, I mentioned the follow buttons. The follow buttons, it makes it so easy for you to get social icons on your site. And here's a bit of confusion that has come up over the years. There's a difference between a shareable social icon and just a social icon that points to your specific social networks. Okay, so we try to put them everywhere, not obnoxiously, but we have, a typical DaveWorks site we put out, we'll have stay connected, right? A stay connected section, meaning follow us on Facebook, right? Follow us on Instagram, which is different than a shareable social icon, which takes your article and shares it to their social network. Right. So say at the top right of your site, you've got a row of social icons, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest. Well, those would just be direct links to your specific social networks. These, followable links, meaning the shareable links, are the same icons, but they do something completely different, which is what I just said in the beginning of the show, allows someone else, to take your article and share the article to their specific networks.
And which one do you use?
We use both.
Okay, both.
Right, so we want people, if they're interested, to stay connected. And, if you want somebody to like your Facebook page, you got to get them there easily, which is different than you want somebody to share something from your blog, right? So, if you make it, if you delineate it very carefully on your website, if you've got a good web designer. And web developer, they'll make it very clear. And most people these days just know, most people when they click around, they know. Mm-hmm. And it says, Sexy Bookmarks has something that says, share if you care. Yeah, share if you care. So it's pretty clear. Share this article, right? And so, again, it's all about spreading information, hopefully your information, to their specific networks. There are, of course, the power sharers like myself that have that use other applications like Hootsuite or TweetDeck that you can share to a bunch of social networks at the same time. However, many users simply don't have the time and they don't really care enough, or they only use one specific network. So it's make it easy for them to share, right, to their specific network. A lot of people aren't nerdy like me and try to share to a bunch of different social networks. So some people only use LinkedIn, business people only want to share to LinkedIn stuff that they find important. They wouldn't touch Facebook. They really aren't into Twitter. So at least give them the icon down there. I believe, sharing everywhere is better.
I think you got to have the major ones, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. You got to have those.
I believe, too. So you give them the choices down there. But in my experience, you'll find that many people have attitudes about certain networks. Mm-hmm. So you can't force them how to think. So give them the choice. Let them share how they want to share. And if they want to share to all of them, great. They can keep coming back to the same thing and clicking on different icons, or they can use, a social dashboard like, say, Hootsuite or Buffer. We've had separate shows on those. So anyway, the whole point is, don't dead-end your people when it comes to your content. You typically want to get them doing something. As I've always said, make sure that you're posting great content. Always has to be great content, on your website. So if you can blog once every 6 months, then do once every 6 months, right? Don't blog a bunch about a bunch of garbage that people will shy away from and not care about, right? Put in your time, put in the research, put in the due diligence to post a great content. And from there, don't leave them there. Get them to do something, whether it's to subscribe to your blog, give them a free ebook, share to a social network, right? Something to give them to keep them there on your site, even if it just means if they are going to leave, hopefully you'll snag their email address and you're going to post more content. And every time you post content, if they subscribe, they're going to get it via email, again, coming right back to your site. Hopefully, again, to repeat the process of sharing the content on their social networks. There's so many other elements here to social bookmarks. I'll say it's, some of the features. It's 100% customizable, right? There are a bunch of themes that you can choose to match it to your website. It's fully mobile optimized, as I've said, how important it is to be what we call in the business responsive. Even though a website might be viewable via a phone, if it's not mobile optimized or responsive, that means that means people have to spread their fingers to be able to read your content. That's very bad, right? You don't want to do that. These days, more people are looking through their phones and mobile devices than they are PCs. So, and Google sees that. Google can see in a half a second whether your site is mobile optimized. You're not mobile optimized. Guess what? You're not included on Google anymore on their mobile searches. So,
well, a lot of sites, I've noticed now I'm getting pop-ups saying, are you looking at this on your phone or something? Mm-hmm. And that's a nice feature. It allows both.
It's nice. However, it should be seamless in the background.
Okay.
Right? It should be, if you're viewing it on your phone, your website should understand you're viewing it on your phone and it will size it correctly.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fast and lightweight. It's easy to install and maintain. They've got great customer support. And it's built for scaling. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Sexy Bookmarks, I highly recommend you download it and install it on WordPress. And if you want to, please, if you find the show was helpful to you, please subscribe at podcast.daveworks.net. Next week, I'm going to be describing yet another killer WordPress plugin you do not want to miss next week. So, Fred, Jerry, thanks for having me. We'll see you next week.
You are listening to the voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn, Lincoln, Grass Valley.